The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Give Jesus a big clap this morning. Is that the best you can do for God? If I now tell you to clap for me, God, how will you now clap? I said clap for God. Louder, better. Hallelujah. You are blessed. Welcome at least three people into God's presence and tell them you are welcome into God's presence. You are welcome into God's presence. And then you may please be seated. Hallelujah. I welcome you into God's presence. And I know that you will never go back home the same in Jesus' name. I say, I know that you never go back home the same in Jesus' name. Somebody's life will never be on the same spot any longer. Let me hear your loudest amen. We'll try to be very fast. We have taken some time out of the time of the message in worshiping, which is a worthwhile investment. And I trust God that your lives will never be the same again. We are taking the Great Exploit series, unveiling the essential for great exploits. Unveiling the essential for great exploits. And our anchor scripture for the month is Daniel 11 verse 32b. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32b. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. Essential, unveiling essentials for great exploits. Exploits is the heritage of every child of God. Your heritage as a child of God is to do exploits. Choir, the Lord bless you. We're so blessed by your ministration. We are always blessed by your ministration. The Lord will continue to increase your anointing in Jesus' name. Let me hear your amen. Let me hear your amen. Exploits is the heritage of every child of God. And this is validated from scriptures. In John 14 verse 12, John 14 that verse 12, he says, he that believeth in me, the works that I do shall he also do. And greater works than these shall he do. When Jesus was here, he did great works. And he said in his word, he said, though I did great works, I'm going. But I will ensure that if you believe in me, you will do greater works than I did. You will accomplish more than I accomplish here. And that's why I know that for somebody here today, you are going to accomplish something very, very outstanding in the name of Jesus. And the Bible also makes us understand that we are greater than Solomon. Solomon in all his wisdom, the Bible says that the Queen of Sheba and all her entourage in Matthew 12 verse 42, the queens of the world and the great kings of the world came to bow down to the wisdom of Solomon. And he says, we are greater than Solomon. Say, the queen of the south, that's the queen of Sheba, shall arise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost part of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, someone say behold. That is beholding you. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. A man or woman greater than Solomon is here. If you are that man or woman, shout a big amen. So you are destined for limitless success. You are destined for limitless impact. You are destined for endless progress. Progress that has no end. And quickly this morning, I'll be showing you just one vital essential for you to achieve great exploit. It's called the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? Number one, the Holy Spirit is the third in the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is a person, is not an object. The Holy Spirit is not wind, though he can move in the wind. The Holy Spirit is not fire, but it can move in the form of fire. The Holy Spirit is not a bird, but it can move in the form of a bird. The Holy Spirit is the third in the Trinity. That's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the three of them being one. Who is the Holy Spirit? He is also called the Holy Ghost. Another name for the Holy Spirit is Holy Ghost or the Anointing. The Holy Spirit can also be called the Holy Ghost. It can also be called the Anointing. He is our Comforter. That is, he is sent to make us comfortable. He was sent here to make us very, very comfortable. And the Holy Spirit is for profitable living. Someone say profitable living. Let me hear you say that quickly. I can't hear you. Let me hear you very loudly. Profitable living. In 1 Corinthians 12 verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7 says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit is given to every one of us to profit. Is given to us to profit withal. The Holy Spirit was sent for your profiting. He is not sent as a minus to you and I. Access to the Holy Spirit is access to profit. And that's why this morning, by God's privilege, I will be showing you, as God will give me the time this morning, benefits of having the Holy Spirit, or the profits of having the Holy Spirit. The benefits of the number one benefit is access to revelation, or what you can call insight. Access to revelation or insight. Life is about secrets. Life is filled with secrets, according to Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. And it is the Holy Spirit that brings forth the revelation of this to us. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. That is, life is filled with secrets. And it is God that reveals these secrets to us. 1 John 2 verse 27 also explains to us. You must realize, ladies and gentlemen, that one of the major work of the Holy Spirit is to reveal to us secrets. But the anointing which you have received of him, I abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as you are, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him. That is, you don't need a teacher as such. When you have the Holy Spirit, that is the greatest teacher of all teachers. The Holy Spirit gives you revelation. The Holy Spirit gives you insight. The Holy Spirit gives you revelation. The Holy Spirit gives you insight. Tells you what to do. And gives you revelations on what you need to know. There's somebody here this morning. I see the Holy Spirit revealing things to you. Amen. This such insight will make you an inventor in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Number two benefit of the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit gives us access to deeper love for God. The Holy Spirit grants us access to deeper love for God. He practically injects the love of God into our hearts. The love of God in our hearts is the bedrock for exploits in our life. The love of God in our hearts is the bedrock of exploits in our life. Romans chapter 5 verse 5 explains that to us very quickly. He says, and hope maketh not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Can you see that? The love of God in our heart is shed abroad because of the Holy Ghost in our hearts. The Holy Ghost empowers us to love God more. Empowers us to love God more. Empowers us to love God more. Number three benefit of the Holy Ghost is that he gives us an identity. Many people don't have an identity on earth because of lack of the Holy Spirit. No matter your field in life, you need the Holy Spirit to make a mark and to have an identity in life. Without the Holy Spirit, a child of God cannot have an identity. Without the Holy Spirit, a child of God does not have an identity. Even Jesus had no identity until he was baptized and the Holy Spirit descended upon him. And then the Bible says in Luke chapter 4 verse 14, that he went in the power of the Spirit. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the regions. As he fasted and prayed, and as the Holy Spirit descended on him, as he was baptized, the Bible says he became famous. He had an identity. If an identity is what you require, Holy Spirit is what makes it happen for you. If you are living a life that nobody knows you, nobody cares about you, it is because of the absence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit cannot be in you, and you will not be recognized. Before the Holy Spirit came, the disciples were not recognized. But once the Holy Spirit came, the disciples were recognized. Everybody looked at them and said, "Ah, these guys are unlearned men." Yet, they are doing exploits. Friends, in your family and in your community, you will begin to do exploits. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. The anointing of the Holy Ghost provokes human announcement. When you are anointed by the Holy Ghost, it makes you announce. It announces you to your world. It announces you to your community because of the presence of the Holy Ghost in your life. Number four benefit of the Holy Ghost is favor. Everyone that has access to the Holy Ghost is favored. In Psalm 102 verse 13, it says, "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor has come. Yea, the set time has come." So the Holy Spirit brings about favor. The oil of favor is rubbed upon you that everybody wants to favor you. Everybody wants to favor you because of the presence of the Holy Ghost in your life. The absence of the Holy Spirit is the absence of favor. When you see that a man is favor deficient, is deficient of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit moves with favor. The Holy Spirit carries favor with it. And somebody is here, this month will not end before your business will be favored. Amen. This month will not end before your family will be favored. Amen. Between now and the end of this month, your family shall be favored. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Number five, benefit of the Holy Spirit is access to joy and gladness. In Psalm 45 verse 7 says, "Thou lovest righteousness and thou hated wickedness. Therefore the Lord thy God shall anoint thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellow." That's where we got oil of gladness from. Shout hallelujah. Because you have the Holy Ghost in you, you access joy. The Bible calls it joy unspeakable, full of glory. Joy that is beyond human understanding. That is the level of joy that somebody will assess here today. I said that is the level of joy somebody will assess here today. So you become a distributor of joy because of the Holy Spirit in you. When you see somebody who has the Holy Spirit, he distributes joy. According to Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3, he removes mourning and replaces it. He replaces mourning and brings about joy. He says, "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness." Every spirit of heaviness in anyone's heart here this morning is cast out in the name of Jesus. I say it's cast out in the name of Jesus. The spirit of heaviness is responsible for depression. And when there is depression, there is oppression. Once there is sadness, nothing good can come to that person. The reason why some never takes good, never taste anything good for many years is because they are surrounded and clothed with depression. And this is as a result of the Holy Spirit, as a result of lack of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that when they saw the disciples, the Bible says in the book of Acts, it says, they saw them and said, "These ones must be drunk with new wine." Say, "These ones must be drunk with new wine." Why? They were exhibiting joy. From today, your joy will not have an end. From today, your joy will not have an end. Everywhere you go, you will spread joy and happiness. Everywhere you go, you will spread joy and happiness. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. I know joy is like a medicine. Proverbs 17 verse 22. When you have joy, you are strong. When you are joyful, you don't need drugs. Joy is a drug on its own. Proverbs 17 22. It's a joy. When you are joyful, you already have, say, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." Anytime you are sad, you are inviting sickness. And sadness is a direct result of the exit of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit intoxicates joy. The Holy Spirit brings about joy in your heart. Why? The Holy Spirit is a carrier of joy. When you see somebody who is always moody, the person lacks the Holy Spirit. The person lacks the presence of the Holy Spirit. Even if they crack the funniest joke in this world, the person won't laugh. Why? The Holy Spirit is lacking. But when you see somebody who has the Holy Spirit, even when they don't crack jokes, You almost ask, why are you laughing? What's the problem? What's making you to laugh? Why? The Holy Spirit makes you just happy. You are just joyful. And listen to me, joy is different from happiness. Happiness is as a function of happenings. Happiness is a direct result of happenings. When you buy a new car, you are happy. When you have a new baby, you are happy. When you buy a new jacket, you are happy. When somebody sends you a lot, you are happy. That's happiness. But joy doesn't have to do with happenings. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. According to Galatians chapter 5 verse 22, that word. Joy, you are just happy. Either God does it or not, you are happy. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Either God blesses you or not, you are happy. You are joyful, I mean. You are just joyful. The joy of the Lord is in your heart, always. Somebody is here today, you will never know sadness forever. You will never know sadness forever. Let me hear your loudest amen. And this is very, very important, especially in this time of the economy, when salaries are not coming as they should, when people go to the shop, and from morning till 6 p.m. at night, nobody even says, hello, what are you selling there? Nobody even says, hello, what are you selling? Even if the person doesn't want to buy, people are just passing by, looking at it, and then just move on. You need the Holy Spirit to keep you joyful. I pray for somebody here today, your joy will last forever. Number six thing that the Holy Spirit does for us is access to power, or what I call divine enabling. Access to power, or what I call divine enabling. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it says, and ye shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in Samaria, in Judea, and into the uttermost part of the whole earth. Once the Holy Spirit comes upon you, he gives you power. Holy Spirit is an energizer. It empowers you. Once you see somebody who is always weak all the time, the person lacks the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in you is what gives you power. Let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. One thing that must be in your body is the Holy Spirit. Not bitterness, not anger, not sorrow, not weeping. The one thing that should flow in the entirety of your body from head to toe is the, because the Bible says that our body is the temple. Somebody say temple. Is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So one thing that you must keep in your body system, is the Holy Spirit. And this Holy Spirit enables you, grants you power, power to rule and power to become an exploit maker. I pray for somebody here today that the Holy Spirit will empower you. I said the Holy Spirit will empower you. I said the Holy Spirit will empower you. Anybody that lacks power is as a direct result of lack of the presence of the Holy Spirit. Anybody that is always complaining of weakness and tiredness, what you need is to associate more with the Holy Spirit, and you are empowered. You are empowered. You are empowered. You are engraced. You are empowered. That will be somebody's portion here today. Number seven, the Holy Spirit grants us guidance or direction. Guidance or direction. Guidance or direction. In John chapter 16 verse 13, John 16 verse 13 explains to us, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he shall show you things to come. So the Holy Spirit is a guardian. One of the work of the Holy Spirit is to guide you. To guide you in the way. To show you who to get married to. To show you the business to do. So that you don't misinvest your energy. To show you the courses to pick. You have three optional courses. And it tells you, pick course two. Don't pick A. It's simple, but the lecturer likes to fail people. Don't pick three. Because there will be a challenge with the computer during that time. Pick number two. The Holy Spirit guides us in Romans 8 verse 14. Romans 8 verse 14 says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. One of the work of the Holy Spirit is to direct you. If there's anything you need in life, is direction. If there's anything I need in life, is direction. I've never woken up in my life without asking God to direct me that day, because every day needs new direction. Hello? Every day needs new direction. If you take your path the same way you took it yesterday, you can fail. If you move in the exact path you moved yesterday, you can fail. So every day, Holy Spirit, direct me. Lead me on. Show me the way. Show me what to do. Show me what to do. Help me find my way. Please don't let me stray. Please, Lord, be my guide. Show me what to do. Show me what to do. Oh, help me find my way. Please don't let me stray. Please, Lord, be my guide. Show me what to do. Show me what to do. Help me find my way. Please don't let me stray.
Please don't let me stray. Please, Lord, be my guide.
From today, the Holy Spirit will show you what to do. Don't depend on your own wisdom. Stop depending on your own knowledge. Stop depending on your certificate. Stop depending on your past mistakes. Stop depending on other factors or things you have seen somewhere. Depend on the leading of the Spirit. As many as are led by the Spirit of God. And that's why asking God for direction is not a waste of time. Asking God, what am I to do? What is the next thing for me to do? Show me what next to do. Show me. How many of us will have a child and you will not want to direct the child? There's nobody. You will always want to direct the child. Yesterday, three of my children were fighting over something very small. And I went to them and I said, people that fight over nonsense issues, they are unserious human beings. Are you unserious? Are you an unserious human being? They said, no. I said, okay. So, why are you fighting? If what water on me, it is this. And if what so for me, what is that? What does that add to you? You will not be misdirected. I say you will not be misdirected. I say you will not be misdirected. You will not be misdirected. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. And number 8 benefit of the Holy Spirit is it helps us to pray. Romans chapter 8 verse 26 and 27. Likewise the Holy Spirit also helpeth us. Likewise the Holy Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray. How many of you know that many times you don't even know what you should pray for part time? You think you know, but you don't know. Maybe you are praying for money, but what you need is actually protection. Maybe you are taking a journey. And you say, God, as I'm going this morning, Father, bless me with 1 million naira. Whereas what you need is 1 million angels. Because devil has swore, the devil swore, he said, this guy will not come back home today. Devil swore, this guy will not come back home today. It is the Holy Spirit that leads us to pray as we ought to pray. He said, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart, knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Because he maketh intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. The Holy Spirit maketh intercessions. There's a will of God for our life. It is the Holy Spirit that makes. That's why you must be filled with the Spirit of God. One thing that must fill your total life is the Holy Spirit. Because you can't pray aright without the Holy Spirit. A child of God will definitely pray carnally without the Holy Spirit. He'll be asking for suit when he should be solving situation. He'll be asking for wife when he should first be solving the issue of self-control. Because having a wife, it doesn't solve the issue of fornication and adultery, except you have dealt first with the issue of self-control. Hello? Hello? So some people think that once I get married, once you get married, automatically the tendency to do sin in that area is gone. It's not true. Except the Holy Spirit shows you what to pray about, you will just be praying nonsense. What you need, you won't pray about it. What you don't need is what you pray about. The Holy Spirit teaches us to pray. This morning, quickly, I want to show you how to attract the Holy Spirit for exploits. Show you about five of that, then we go into prayers. How do I attract the Holy Spirit into my life for exploit? Number one, meekness. Somebody say meekness. Meekness. In Psalms chapter 25, verse 9, meekness also means humility. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his ways. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his ways. In James 4, verse 6, the Bible says, God resisted the proud. James 4, verse 6. He said, he giveth more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisted the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. So, God is a God that gives grace only to the humble. If you go to a man and you tell him, maybe you're an adult, maybe as a pilot, and you show a young pilot, say, this is how to fly this plane. I've been flying this plane for 40 years. And the person says, forget it. You are an old person. You don't know what you are saying. And the person talks proudly. The day the person wants to fly, you will be waiting for the person's obituary. Until you are meek, until you are humble, you can't be directed. Because your educational sense can enter your head. Your PhD can enter your head that you don't know that there's somebody superior to your PhD. People have been having PhD before you got yours anyway. You must remain humble so that the Holy Spirit can direct you. The Holy Spirit can speak to you through anybody. He can speak to you through a younger person. He can speak to you through your husband. He can speak to you on the altar. He can speak to you through songs. He can speak to you on any platform. He can speak to you through a child, a little child. You must remain humble or you grieve him. Now, you must realize this. The Holy Spirit is a person. You can send him out of your life permanently by disobeying his instructions. Once you say, this is what you do and you disobey, he just leaves so that you can do your own will. He's not an armed robber. He doesn't force himself on us. Grace for meekness to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying per time. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. And you know, when you are meek, it shows in your obedience. Meekness is evidenced by obedience. Pride is evidenced by spirit of disobedience. So if the Holy Spirit is in you, you naturally obey instructions. You naturally obey instructions as a direct result of the Holy Spirit in you. Number two, how do I attract the Holy Spirit and retain him for exploits? Pray and fast regularly. Pray and fast regularly. In Acts chapter 6, verse 4, Acts chapter 6, verse 4, it says, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. This was what disciples were doing, and the Holy Spirit stayed with them permanently. They were praying. They were fasting. And as a result of this, the Holy Spirit made them friends. They were friends with the Holy Spirit. Jude verse 20 said, beloved. Jude verse 20, not Judges. Jude has only one chapter. Jude 1 verse 20. J-U-D-E. But be beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. I've told our leaders and workers here, I recommend to you, every one of you here, minimum in a day, spend at least 1 hour praying in the Spirit. Preferably 1 hour at a stretch. If you cannot do 1 hour at a stretch, break it into two. 30 minutes and 30 minutes. Minimum per day to relate with the Holy Spirit. And as you are praying the Holy Spirit, get a note. Let a note be beside you to list to, because he can speak to you at any time. I was praying in the Holy Ghost in an hotel in Victoria Island in Lagos when God gave me the name of this ministry. I went for an assignment in Lagos, and as I entered that hotel room, I started praying. I said, Father, I thank you for this journey. And I started praying, and then the name Impact House came. There was no doubting about it. And as we sent it to Abuja, let us find out, is this name still in existence? They said, it is in existence. It's there, waiting for you. The Holy Spirit speaks. So as you pray in the Holy Ghost, many of the things that happen, many of the things we say as a direct result of extensive relationship with the Holy Ghost in prayers. In the course of the week, I was just having some time with God in the morning. And you know, I was amazed when God started giving me songs. In the morning, just that morning, I got 12 songs. This had been happening before, and I would just be like, can I add songs to this, my schedule? With this, my very tight schedule now. But I just decided to just flow in the Holy Spirit and just allow the Holy Spirit to do it. 12 songs in a sitting. The following day, I think the day after, just about an hour or so with the Holy Ghost, another 2 songs came. The more you flow with the Holy Spirit, the more you engage yourself with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can be provoked in a place of prayer. That's why your prayer life must be on point. Your prayer life must be on point. Prayer life must be on point. 5 minutes, 10 minutes prayer life is nonsense. Your prayer life must be on point. Waking up early in the morning. And then you are praying. You are worshiping. You are praying to Him. You are also praying in the Holy Ghost. It's a new day for somebody here today. New grace. To pray like never before, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. One thing that must improve in your life daily is your prayer life. One thing that will make the Holy Spirit permanently your friend is your prayer life. Once this is in place, the Holy Spirit will permanently reside with you. Once your prayer life is going down, the Holy Spirit begins to depart. Number 3, way to attract the Holy Spirit is to be involved in quality word intake daily. Quality word intake. The Holy Spirit ministers to us through the word. John 6:63. John 6 verse 63. John. J-O-H-N. John. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So the word of God is the channel for Holy Spirit to speak to you. As you are reading the scripture, you are getting insight. You are getting revelation into what God is saying per time. And this happens to me a lot of times. I just read through the scripture and I see something and I say, wow, wow, is this here? When you search and you can't find, go back and research. When you search the Bible and you cannot find what is written concerning you, go back and research. Until the Holy Spirit shows you what to do. The Holy Spirit can lead you through the scripture. The Holy Spirit can guide you through the scripture. Don't go around doing gambling about your life. I say my mother is Mary. So since this girl's name is Mary, it means that she must be the one I will marry. No, don't do that. Settle down in a place of prayer. Settle down in a place of study. And then God will show you the qualities you need in the kind of wife you should have. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. He said, since my grandfather's name is Benjamin, and then this boy is Benjamin, and then it must be that he must be the one, since he and my grandfather have a connection, then that's your life is too precious to do that. God will show somebody the way today. I say, God will show somebody the way today. Number 4, how do you attract the Holy Spirit? Maintain an atmosphere of praise and worship. God inhabits the praise of His people. Psalms 22 verse 3. Psalms 22 verse 3. God always inhabits the praise of Israel. God loves praises. maintain an atmosphere of praise and worship around you, in your car, in your class, in your bedroom. Maintain permanently an atmosphere of praise and worship. That was what Paul and Silas did, even in the prison. Acts 16 verse 25, even while in the prison, the Bible says they began to sing and the prisoners heard them. They prayed and they began to sing and the prisoners heard them. Maintain permanently an atmosphere of praise and worship around you. Let something be. Let something, either you are singing or something is singing. Let people enter your house and hear Holy Ghost music. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Let music that is Holy Ghost rooted, not Damisi Conga, Damisi Conga, Damisi, what's that? Songs that once you listen to them, you are irritated. There are some songs, maybe I'm in the car, I'm driving, or maybe somebody is driving me, and then they put on the radio before they change to CD or something. You hear some songs, you are irritated. You are irritated. You feel, you now see what people are listening to that is destroying their life. Because what you listen to goes direct into your soul. What you listen to can destroy you. It's like poison. It's like eating poison. It's like eating poison. There are some songs they must never be heard in your mouth. I can't imagine a Christian. You pick up a Christian's phone, you go to where song is or music, and maybe 30 songs, 29 there is worldly songs. You touch me. You touch my in my part of my body. I pray, forget. Songs that we naturally are even without songs, you are already a moving, aroused person. Just walking around, you are already aroused because of what you see. You now buy, you use your money, added money. You went to a place where they are selling CD, and you pointed to a song sung by somebody who has 17 girlfriends. It will pour the spirit inside you. It will pour the spirit inside you. And then you are sleeping at night. You are it's like you are afloat, and somebody is forcing you naked. I said, follow me. Follow me, follow me. I said, rubbish. Praise the Lord. One of the things I did when I first gave my life to Christ, every CD that is not Christ, I took it and I burnt it. I first match on them like this. CDs, films. There are some film, they call it action film. 90 minutes, but 60 minutes is kissing. And all sort of rubbish. They say it's action film. There's action there, but the action there is more than gone. It's real, like, as in they'll be doing it live. Jehovah, hey, you are past that level. And you are telling me you still want to be downloading films that are ungodly till now. After all, our spiritual investment in you is an aberration. It's an aberration. All the nonsensical dressing that people are dressing now, where do you think they're getting it from? It is from all this downloading. Somebody who is a confirmed Jezebel wears a skirt that they are asleep from year to year. And you listen to the person's music, you now say, this must be my model. Watch it. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. No, the Holy Spirit he puts a word of caution in your heart. This thing you are doing is wrong. This step you are taking is wrong. This thing you are doing is wrong. And this only happens if you are meek and you yield to you. We are not of this world. We are just in this world. Hello? Christians are not of this world. This is not our permanent home. Stop behaving as if this is where you are going to spend your whole life. Yield to the Spirit. Let your greatest investment in life be to spiritual things. I told you, I think last week or 2 weeks ago, I said if a man was born in 1904 and he dies in 1994, it means that he lived for 90 years. On his tomb, they will write Mr. Angelina. Miss Angelina Chukchuk. From 1904-1994. You now write 90 years. Rest in peace. That dash is life. This total life. The 90 years. You had children, primary school, secondary. Everything is dash. How can you now imagine that compared to eternity? Eternity has no end, though. Once you enter eternity like this, there is nothing again. There's no going back. There's no 90 years, 100 years there. It's just continuous. That's why we must allow the Holy Spirit to lead us now, so that we don't live a wasted life. My prayer for you is that you will never live a wasted life. And number 5, how to attract the help of the Holy Spirit is new birth. New birth is your covenant right to the Holy Spirit. Once you are born again, once you give your life to Christ, 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14, that new birth experience gives you access to the Holy Spirit. But the natural man received not the things of the Spirit. That is, a person who is not born again will not have access to the Holy Spirit. For the natural man received not the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Somebody who is not born again cannot understand the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit cannot direct him. So he or she will be making continuous mistakes. Did this one, sleep with her. Did this one, slap her. Because the inside that person, the Holy Spirit is not there. There is no direction. So it's directionlessness. You know that story? When there is no direction, this is as a result of the lack of. Well, when you have the Holy Spirit, you have given your life to Jesus, automatically you have signed on for the Holy Spirit. Immediately, you give your life to Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to you in a measure, and then that measure begins to grow.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website, www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.com.